Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
I have noticed a new brand on the shelves, water in a can called Liquid Death. Apart from an arresting name, the company behind it is now valued at an arresting price of $1.4 billion. It's very popular with younger consumers, with 8 million followers on TikTok. The brand uses comedy and coolness to combat climate change and thirst. And Ollie Russell Cowan is Liquid Death's Director of Cult Indoctrination for Europe. Good morning, Ollie.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
That's some job title. What do you do?
Essentially, I look after lifestyle marketing for Liquid Death internationally.
Right.
So, yeah, it's been an exciting time, kind of launching it into new regions, into the UK last year, and then into Ireland in June last year.
And tell us more about the name Liquid Death and how it was inspired.
We're taking the most healthiest thing for you in the world, which is water, and having a bit of fun with it. So Mike Cesario, the founder, he came up with the concept and the name back in 2019. And he was like, well, what is the most ridiculous sounding name for a product that is good for you? And Liquid Death came about. So the idea was death to plastic and murder your thirst. So all of the products are made from 100% recyclable aluminium cans, hence the death to plastic, and then murder your thirst. On a mission to try and eradicate plastic pollution, using comedy and entertainment and having fun with it.
And I read somewhere that it was inspired by the marketing for Monster, the energy drink.
Well, what actually happened, he was at a punk festival, sort of pre-2019, and he saw that all the bands, he was backstage at a festival, and he noticed that the artists and the band members, they looked like they were drinking what was like these energy drinks, like out of a Monster can, but it was Tor water. So Monster kind of swapped it for this kind of tap, like rubbish tap water, and they were filling up these energy cans. So it looked like all the bands were just smashing energy drinks all day long. So he thought, you know, this is
clever.
This isn't really real. There's got to be something in this. So that's where the idea came about.
And the water comes from the Austrian Alps and is bottled in Austria too. But I read that you're thinking of moving it out of Europe and back to America.
So currently the water, everything that we produce for Europe, so for Ireland, for UK, rest of Europe or internationally, all comes from the Austrian Alps. And then we do actually have a plant in the US where for the US market, the water is made over there.
All right. And the vast majority of your sales are in America at this stage.
At this stage, yes. I mean, we're super still relatively new within the international market outside of the US. So yeah, it's under a year old over here.
And I suppose if you're bottling in America, it'll cut down your transport costs as well. Now, you've got some really interesting alternative flavors for your water: mango chainsaw, severed lime, convicted melon, and bury it alive. Wow.
So yeah, what we have available currently in Europe and in Ireland is we've got the original, which was the still water. We've got regular sparkling, and then like you said, we've got two sparkling flavors. We've got the severed lime and the mango chainsaw.
Right, and do you deliberately aim to appeal to a younger audience with these kind of catchy titles?
I think it was just trying to appeal to people, well, anyone out there with a sense of humor, really. So it's kind of looking at, you know, it's kind of got this aesthetic, you know, with the goth print and the design of the can. You know, you'd look at it,
skull on it.
You wouldn't think it's a water, right? You kind of go, oh, well, you know, it kind of it sort of looks either like a craft beer or an energy drink. Mm. But it's sort of taking that and kind of trying to make people laugh, trying to entertain. And that's been the theme, like the overriding theme throughout the brand from its inception through to, you know, current marketing campaigns.
All right. And you're for sale in Irish supermarkets, I believe. And I presume you have the return labels and charge a deposit on the tin.
We do. Yes. So yeah, we've got the deposit return scheme and we're currently being sold nationwide across Super Value, Centra, Daybreak. And then you can also find it in numerous cafes and bars and music venues across the country.
Well, best of luck with it. For those people who want to drink canned water, that's Ollie Russell-Cowan. He's Liquid Death's Director of Cult Indoctrination for Europe. Back in a moment with one of the bosses of the SSE Arena in Belfast.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.